From NPR News, this is Weekend Edition. I'm Linda Wertheimer, and joining us is the Puzzle Master, Will Shortz. Hi, Will.
Hi, Linda.
Will, once again, I'm live in fear about what is about to happen.
It's so easy today.
Oh, that's good. That's good. I want everybody to know I didn't ask for it to be made easy, but boy, am I glad. What about the challenge you gave us last week? Can you repeat it?
Yes, I said, think of a five-letter word with the consecutive letters A-L. Change the A-L to an O to get a four-letter word that means the opposite of the first one. What words are these?
And the answer is?
The answer is valid to void.
That's amazing because there were about 850 entries, and randomly chosen, the winner is William F. Russell of Conifer, Colorado, and he says we can call him Bill. Hi, Bill.
Hi, Linda. Hi, Will.
Hi there.
So, Bill, you've been listening to this puzzle and playing this puzzle for quite a long time?
For at least 10 years.
Oh, my goodness.
I started entering when I was up. I lived in Alaska, then in Ohio, and now in Colorado. So it's been a long time. I'm glad I finally got picked.
Well, now this is good, because you will be able to do this without any help from me.
Oh, we'll see what Will has.
Now, what is it that you do in Colorado?
I work in the opera world as a general director. That's the person that runs the companies both artistically and executively. I'm on sabbatical writing a screenplay.
Well, if you get into difficulties, you can burst into song.
Oh, yes.
So, are you ready to play?
Oh, I certainly am.
Okay. Will, meet Bill. Let's play.
All right. Well, this is actually a good puzzle for two people. So, Bill and Linda, you can work together on this. Today's puzzle should provide some R&R. I'm going to give you some words starting with the letter R. For each one, you provide a proverb or saying that contains the word. For example, if I said round, you might say love makes the world go round. Number one is rolling.
A rolling stone gathers no moss.
Hey.
Excellent. Number two is right, R-I-G-H-T.
Right as rain.
This guy is quick.
Yeah, very good. Also, might makes right, or two wrongs don't make a right. Any of those would work.
I'd rather be right than...
Excellent, president, yeah. Revenge.
Revenge is the sweetest reward.
Okay.
Revenge is a dish best served cold.
Boy, you guys are good. And I had living well as the best revenge.
Whoa.
How about receive?
Tis better to receive than...
No, it's the other way around, I think. I like that one. I don't think I have another one.
So the answer is, 'tis better to give than to receive.
Right, right.
You could also say, ask and ye shall receive. How about Rome, R-O-M-E?
Let's do this in unison.
R-O-M-E? Oh, all roads lead to Rome.
Oh, excellent. I was thinking Rome wasn't built in a day.
Oh.
Excellent. And also, when in Rome, do as the Romans do.
Right.
Any of those.
A good idea.
Try red, R-E-D.
Red.
R-E-D.
I know of only one for this, and it's...
Like red roses? Something about red roses?
Red Rover, come over. That wouldn't quite...
I'm not sure that's a saying.
It's not a proverb.
It's a proverb.
Yeah. Think of a saying
seeing
for sailors.
Red. Red sky at morning. Sailors take warning.
Excellent. Red sky at night, sailor's delight.
Right.
Root, R-O-O-T.
Is that money? Is the root of all... The money is the root of all evil.
Excellent, excellent. Rope, R-O-P-E.
Help me, Linda, get started.
Well, I was going to say something about enough rope to hang himself.
Excellent. Give a man enough rope and he'll hang himself. You guys are good. Try this one. Rush, R-U-S-H.
Oh, dear.
I want to say haste makes waste, but that's not using rush.
Yeah. Gets the idea, but not the word.
I'm completely blank here.
I'm blank on that.
All right. Here's your first word, fools.
Rush in
where angels fear to tread.
Excellent. And your last one is rise, R-I-S-E.
Rise and shine.
Okay.
I was thinking of one more. Go now and go to Innisfree.
Think of Benjamin Franklin.
Oh, early to bed, early to rise makes a person healthy, wealthy, and wise.
Now, you even made that politically correct.
I tried.
Well, bravo. That was a great job.
Well, thank you very much, Bill.
Well, thanks for being a team member, Linda.
For playing the puzzle, you get a Weekend Edition lapel pin, the Merriam-Webster's Collegiate Reference Set with CD-ROM, featuring print and electronic versions of Merriam-Webster's Collegiate Dictionary and Thesaurus, the Scrabble Deluxe Edition from Parker Brothers, and the Puzzle Master Presents from Random House. What's your public radio station?
There's three. I listen to KUNC from Greeley, and then two Colorado public radio stations, KCFR in Denver and KCFC in Boulder.
Well, that's fantastic. Bill Russell from Conifer, Colorado, thank you for playing the puzzle with us.
It's my pleasure.
So, Will, what is the next puzzle so Bill can get right on it?
Okay, well, this comes from listener Philip Goodman of Binghamton, New York. Name a famous person, four letters in the first name, six letters in the last, in which each of the five vowels, A, E, I, O, and U, appears once each. And here's a hint, the A and E appear in the first name, and the I, O, and U appear in the last name, although the vowels aren't necessarily in alphabetical order. Who is this person? So again, a famous person, four letters in the first name, six letters in the last, in which each of the five vowels appears once each. Who is it?
And the hint?
A and E are in the first name, I, O, and U are in the second name.
When you have the answer, email us at puzzle@npr.org. That's PUZZLE at npr.org. Only one entry per person. The deadline is Thursday, 3 p.m. Eastern Time. Please include your day and evening phone numbers. We'll call if you're the winner. And you'll get to play the puzzle on the air with the puzzle editor of the New York Times and Weekend Edition's Puzzle Master, Will Shortz. Will joined us from New York, and thanks a lot.
Thanks, Linda.